Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Hello, it is Beach and Company. Has Cuomo stopped talking yet? Oh, man. You see, they started applauding. They knew he would say that the Pope is the one that said that, but they started applauding too early, so he had to keep raising his voice till he got to the crescendo, and he sounded like a Viennese choir boy by the time he got done.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, say.
Yeah, Tony, did you see the speech? Did you hear the speech? Was it on your TV when he started saying, a wise man once said? Now, as soon as he started saying that, the audience knew he was talking about the Pope, okay? But he wasn't ready to say the Pope until later, and they kept applauding, and he had to raise his voice above the applause in order for it to work. And he was trying, pushing. If they had hung on another 15 minutes, his tonsils would have fallen out. It was fun to watch. He doesn't have a pleasant voice to listen to. Even if he was saying things that you liked, yeah, it's not fun to listen to Cuomo.
First of all, he's never said anything that I'd like. So that would be a start right there. But the thing, you know, when you listen to him talk, you can tell he's a phony politician.
Oh, big time.
You can hear the voice pattern. It's designed to try to excite the audience.
To whip the crowd into a frenzy.
And he's just not good.
He's not dead. He's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump can do it. And Donald Trump had no experience. He's got a lot of experience, and he can't do it. But how about Gillibrand? Oh, my God. What a cheesy way to announce that you're running for president, because it even sounded cheesy. When he first said, do you have something to announce? Everybody knew what she was going to announce, so there was no surprise. And a smattering of applause. It sounded like there were five people in the audience. It did not sound presidential at all. And I haven't heard Gillibrand speak enough times to realize she has a Cupid doll-type voice, too. It does not go with whipping the crowd into a frenzy. So between the two of them, they couldn't whip one crowd, let alone two crowds, into frenzies.
As I said yesterday, she's basically George Pataki. There is no buzz about her. There's outside of her own little district. Nobody thinks that Gillibrand stands a chance.
Yeah, it was interesting listening to those two. They said, why are you interested? I guess they asked her, why are you interested in becoming president? And the first thing she said, you can tell, you remember the Godfather said, whoever comes and asks for the meeting, that'll be the traitor. Remember when he said that? Yes, he said that. Well, the first thing she says when asked why she would like to run for president, I'm a young mom. Oh, I wanted to vomit when I heard that. And Kirsten, you know, you're not ancient, but you're 52. I don't know if that's that young for a mom.
It's not.
I don't know how old a kid is, a couple years old probably by now. She had the kid just before she got filled in on the senatorial seat a few years. But anyway, I'm a young mom. Is that a reason? We have a lot of young moms that don't run for president.
Yeah, what have you accomplished?
Yeah.
Nothing? Okay, get out of the...
Yeah, please. So this is just the beginning. It's going to be a cluttered presidential race between the Dems and the Republicans. They say that the Dems this time around may have more candidates than the Republicans had the last time around, which was 17.
More delusional people.
Yeah, what, are they going to have more than one stage or something like that?
Yeah, they'll have to have a, like the Republicans, they'll have a little table for the little kids.
Now, here's something I don't understand. When trying to fine-tune and get a handle on the storm we're supposed to get, more likely to get, this weekend, I heard one of the TV guys go, well, you know, the model says it's going a little further south, about 50 miles further south than originally thought. Now, I'm thinking, he's telling me that it's going to be 50 miles further south than before on a storm that is in the Pacific Ocean right now. You're telling me they're that precise? That they can tell you that something's going to move 50 miles out of, different than the last time you saw it when it's in the Pacific Ocean? I mean, I've flown to California enough times. We're going to go to California again on the Sandy Beach Tour. I thought I'd throw that in there. But I've flown to California a lot, and it's a long time flying in a jet airplane. I can't imagine them having the ability to tell you it's going to be 50 miles different than they said last time. But I hope they're accurate. At least everybody can be
stock
prepared.
Stock up on snacks.
Yeah, yeah. And Monday is a holiday, Martin Luther King Jr., and I'm off and you're off.
Yep.
But however, Mr. Beamer will be at the controls. We don't know who's doing the show yet, right?
No. I just had a conversation about that.
It's Kirsten
tomorrow.
Gillibrand. Maybe she's doing the show.
Kirsten's coming in. It was between Gillibrand and Beamer, and they went Gillibrand.
No. I'm a young mom.
I didn't have anything to come back with that. She said, "I'm a young mom." I said, "All right, Kirsten."
Wouldn't you love to have him say when she said, "I'm a young mom," say, "And how does that affect your thinking? Are you going to tell us you want a better America for when your child grows up?"
You want Stephen Colbert to actually ask Kirsten Gillibrand a tough question?
A question.
I don't think he's capable of thinking of a tough
question. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's some of the... I just said that as a casual thing. I think Kirsten Gillibrand is attractive. I hate her politics. I don't think much of her ethics, seeing that she said she was going to run a full 6-year term, and then 15 days into the first year, she said, never mind, I want to be president instead. So we're going to talk about that. Okay, here's what we got on the text board. What do you think, guys? Tell me what the majority is going to say. Are they going to say she's good? Not good. They're going to say she's hot? Or warm or cold? What do you think?
I think they're going to say no. Yet.
You think they're going to say no, she's not hot.
Cold as ice.
Cold as ice. Okay, here's what we have. In order, uncensored. Sandy, let's run the girl from Barrett Jackson who puts the soul stickers on the cars.
Now we're
talking.
She's
my candidate. Yeah, she's hot.
I was watching her yesterday.
Yeah, and everybody else is too. Sandy, I can't. Oh, no, I can read that. Sandy, get to the bathroom and wash your mouth out with soap. Talking such filth. I just said she was attractive. That's filth. I mean, really? Seriously?
Wait a minute, Sandy. I think I do have some audio from Kirsten Gillibrand. Yeah,
thank you.
She is.
She is announcing her candidacy. Yep, very good. Woofer? Woofer from New York. Sandy, I'm with you. I think she is hot. So I got a hot one. The only reason she looks good to you, Sandy, is besides Schumer, anything would look good. Thank you. I already did that joke, but thank you for it. You guys are absurd. Congratulations. Do you talk about men in terms of their appearance? Of course we do.
Schumer's a dog.
When it comes to running for any office, no, you're as bad as Trump. Oh, I wish I was as bad as Trump. That'd be nice. You think people don't talk about other people's appearances? What planet are you living on? Come on. Jeez. Yeah, I'm going to put a hot poker in my eyes so I only judge by what I hear. All right. Sandy, Kirsten used to be cute. She speaks with a little girl voice. You know what? She speaks like the girl at the Kavanaugh hearings, remember?
Ford.
Yeah, Ford. She sounds like her. I think maybe it's an affectation, or maybe that's the way she talks all the time. I'm not sure.
Okay? Well, we found out with Ford that that was fake.
Yeah, with Ford it was. It was put on. Who cares that she is a young woman? That's true. That's true, especially if you're running for president. I mean, unless you're 110 or something. The bottom line is they asked her why she'd like to run for president. She said, the first thing she said was, I'm a young mom. She's 52.
Well, you know why? Because the image. The problem with this country is old white men.
Yeah, exactly. And here's some of the things she said, but okay. Sandy, put on your glasses and look a little closer. Okay, I do have my glasses on, actually. I still think she looks all right. I mean, I can't say anything beyond that. I'm with you, Sandy. I think she's pretty. Okay. Warren is a dude in a dress. Sandy, you're correct. She is hot, okay? Looked at her pic yesterday and thought, what the hell is Sandy thinking? Boy, I'm taking a beating on this one.
Yeah,
I really am. Okay. She's a bubblehead. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with whether she's hot or not. If you like, okay. We read that one already. So I think there are some that agree with me, and I'd say 2-1 don't agree with me that she's not hot. But if you don't like the way she looks, she says dynamic things. Here's some quotes from her being in the presence of Colbert. And of course, if you're in the presence of Colbert, you're in high dundage. Everything is fabulous. Everything is meaningful. Everybody wants to...
anybody even watch him?
No, I don't think so. Here's what she said. I know I have the competence, the courage, and the fearless determination to get that done. Isn't that the way everybody talks? That is absolutely something that was written out ahead of time. Nobody talks like that.
No.
Nobody. Well, ask me, Tony, why I think I'd make a good president.
Sandy, why do you believe you would make a good president?
I'll tell you, Tony, I know I have the competence. That's given. Okay. I have the courage, too. I'm a very courageous man. And the fearless determination to get the job done. I mean, people who see me and talk to me walk away from that conversation by saying he has the fearless determination to get that done. And you know what, Tony? I'm going to fight for other people's kids as hard as I fight for my own. Is anybody throwing up yet? Yes. Okay. Meanwhile, AIDS circulated a document that repeated the slogan, now is our time. Kirsten, here's a hint. Now is our time. It's fine for dating. It's not fine for running for office. So when you hear, if your girlfriend says, now is our time, you go, wow. Oh, man, now you're talking.
I have a campaign song for her.
What is it?
By Supertramp called Dreamer.
Dreamer,
you're nothing but a dreamer.
But dream along with me. You're on your way to the stars. What do you got, Beamer?
You know, I'm watching this the press conference she's giving right now, Sandy. Maybe I was a little too harsh.
Oh, good.
So, you know, maybe I was a little too harsh.
Potential.
Yeah.
She has potential. Is she a 3:30 a.m. when the bars are closing? Not quite 4 a.m.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. How about you, Tony? Now, you don't go to bars that often, but 3:30 a.m., she's at the other end of the bar. Do you say, can I buy you a drink?
No, she's at closing time and everybody else is left.
Wow, Tony is harsh.
And just to make that texter happy,
yes.
I'm looking at a video of Rob Lowe. And you know, he's a nice-looking man. He doesn't look anywhere close to his age.
He's a good-looking man.
Yeah, he's got great eyes, just like Marty Buron.
I do find him hauntingly attractive. I'm worried about that, actually.
So I hope we've made that texter happy now.
I thought last night, she's almost as cute as Rob Lowe, yes.
I like Rob because he drove a 65 GTO in Wayne's World.
Did he really?
Yeah.
A 65 GTO.
With black interior.
We're done with frivolous, shallow men things. Like deciding whether Kirsten Gillibrand is hot or not. And there again, she's got the name Kirsten. Sometimes it's Kristen, sometimes it's Kirsten, sometimes it's Kirsten. I mean, that's too many Kirstens.
How about Knucklehead?
How about Jane? You know, Jane would be good. Me, Jane, he, Schumer.
Spot would work.
Spot, yeah. Well, she's a dog. You said she thought she was a dog. On News Radio 930. Remember, she has the dogged determinist to get the job done, or something like that, I'm not sure. We'll be back after this. And we are back with Beach & Company. Yes, she announced, Kirsten Gillibrand announced she is running for president. And I made a casual comment. I said the only thing she'd have going for her is she's attractive. I might as well have said that Whoopi Goldberg or anybody on The View was attractive. What's her name? The alleged comedian?
Joy Behar.
I just think she is different people have different tastes. Here's some more. 12 beers, maybe. It might happen after 12 beers. Yes, I did a Google search on Kirsten G to see for myself her physical appeal. Yikes, my monitor fried out. Now, that's really harsh. Here's another one. She's not attractive, and her voice makes her a real turnoff. Well, I think she is attractive, but I do agree with the second part. Her voice does sound like a Cupid doll. Sandy, if I said Gillibrand was good-looking, at least I have an excuse. I wear glasses. Signed, Kevin from Pendleton, our friend Kevin. Okay?
I have an issue, though. You guys said Whoopi Goldberg's not attractive?
I don't think she is.
Oh.
You think she is?
Oh, I think Whoopi's a very fine-looking woman.
I think he's running a fever.
Yeah, really. Do you watch The View a lot? Maybe that tempers my thoughts of who's attractive. If they're on The View, I don't like them.
No.
However,
Ted Danson in me really likes Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, okay, yes, thank you. However, on the other side, I think you're spoiled because we all watch Fox News. Now, those women are all attractive, bar none. I don't think they allow you. And yet, they're smart. They're good at what they do. Many of them are lawyers. I mean, this is not just a beauty contest on parade. These are qualified women who happen to be knockouts. Martha McCallum, for instance. Whoa. You like Martha?
Oh, yeah. Born right here in Buffalo.
Oh, really? That's right. Somebody told me that. She's very attractive. Sandra Smith used to be on the Fox Business Network, came over to Fox News. Very attractive. They have a lot of very attractive women, yet they're qualified. So they weren't put there because they look good.
Men are such pigs.
Men are pigs. Why are we even talking about this? This is a serious political day here for us.
I think Martha McCallum is very kind on the eyes, and I think she probably, next to Tucker, has the best primetime show on Fox right now.
What I like about her is she doesn't play on anything except her ability to have an intelligent conversation. She talks about her children from time to time. She seems like a real down-to-earth person who happens to be a knockout. That's all. And doesn't have to work hard at it.
And also, she's on The Five sometimes. She used to be on The View. She is quite attractive, too.
Five. Wow. You know, two's company. Three's a real good time. The Five, I can't even get Five's my arms good, around
I,
that. See,
I know you disagree. I like Greg Gutfeld. I think he's hilarious.
Do you like him?
Oh, I do.
I don't think he's funny at all, but go ahead.
When I'm here on Sundays, I'm working, but we run a tape show at 5 o'clock, and I watch the show from the night before, the Greg Gutfeld show. It's pretty funny.
So you like Martha McCallum and Greg Gutfeld.
Yeah, he's also quite kind
straight
on the eyes.
Combination. All right. I'm with you, Sandy. Oh, I can't. I should have read the whole thing before I started it. I'll just end it with, I'm with you, Sandy. Thank you very much. All right. Do you have the same tape of her? No? Okay. Can't use that either. Somebody put Lizzie Warren. I don't know. You think she's a Lizzie type? She's Elizabeth Warren seems to fit her more. Seems formal and stiff.
I don't know. Pocahontas works for me.
Okay.
There's no way anyone's ever called Elizabeth Warren Lizzie.
No, Lizzie. She doesn't seem like the fun person at
the
party.
How about Hiawatha?
Okay. Tony's in a real negative on women. Have you run into a bad peach somewhere in your life? Or
no, I'm extremely anti-politician.
Well, yeah. In fact, that's part of what we're going to ask about. Okay. Here's the deal. I worry, you know, you hear about the slippery slope all the time. We talk about the slippery slope all the time, where there's a position taken at one spot, and then from there, It can go extremely low. It can go extremely high. It can bounce back and forth. It's a slippery slope. It's a, if you take this position or you have this suggestion, it can be taken to an extreme. And at the extreme, it's not very attractive. So that's what I talk about, the slippery slope. I think we're definitely in the slippery slope for politicians. Because maybe I'm old-fashioned. Well, no, I am old-fashioned in certain things. I believe in keeping your word. I do. If you shake my hand and I say I'm going to do something, take it to the bank. It will get done. Ask anybody that knows me. If I say it, it's done. End of story, okay? I don't have much of an appreciation for a woman while in the primaries trying to be a U.S. senator again, saying, yes, I will, if I'm elected, serve my full six-year term, okay? Six-year term. And then 15 days into the first year, she announces she's running for president. I personally think that if you run for public office and you're holding a public office, you should have to abandon that seat. I don't think, you've got a comfortable seat to fall back on, no jokes here, but the bottom line is, I don't think it's right. The voters, the taxpayers, the ones that voted for you expected to have you. Because besides being in office 15 days and already looking for another job, there's always the thought that whoever replaces you may not have the same reasons to vote for them if it came to a vote for them that you have. So I think you're really shortchanging the voters. And what are you saying? You're saying I'm a liar, because nobody's convincing me that during the campaign she wasn't thinking about being president. And then suddenly, mysteriously, after winning 15 days into her term, just hanging up the pictures except she was already there, so she probably left them, hanging up the pictures and finding out where the water cooler is, you decide you're going to run for president. So you are lying. You're lying, and that bothers me. But here's the reason I say we've hit the slippery slope with that. We had a man who teaches political science, that was my understanding. I had it on in the background. I wasn't fully tuned in this morning from University of Buffalo. And when Susan Rose brought that up, will it hurt her? He said very casually, he said, well, not nationally, maybe a little here, but not really enough. So it shows that now we've grown to accept the fact that any politician saying anything can't be trusted, that any politician saying anything definitive, you can assume they're lying, because maybe they are, maybe they're not. But it's not like having a conversation with your brother or your sister or your mother or your father. These are people who will say anything to get your vote. That's all that counts. Get your vote, get your donation. And so that's the disturbing part of politics. It's now casually accepted that we accept liars. All right? Perfectly welcome. Welcome to the Liars Club. Say whatever you have to say to get the job done. And that's what it is. Now, it doesn't bother many people. It used to be that would bother people. But it doesn't anymore, because we've had so much of it. We've grown accustomed to it.
It bothers me. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too, very much. And it's not like we didn't know it. It's not like we didn't see it before. But there's a difference between what she did and what George H.W. Bush did when he said, read my lips, no new taxes. He was forced into, he had no choice for what's good for the country. He was forced into a tax increase even after he said that. But he did not, I am totally convinced, think of that when he said that. He wasn't lying just to shut people up. He was forced into a different position. That's different than bold-faced lies. If what's his name had any merit at all as an interviewer, he would have asked, well, what's changed since the last time when you said you were definitely going to serve your term and now 15 days. What's changed, Kirsten? That would have been
whatever is convenient.
Yeah,
that's
what it is. We'll be back with more. We want to know about marijuana, too. You know, the governor says this is going to be a $300 cash windfall for us.
$300 million.
$300 million. I say
$300,000.
$300. Okay. $300? Boy, we better make more than that. Look, I even wrote it out in numbers. Look at that. I wrote it out in numbers, and I got it wrong. Remind me not to write any checks today, would you please? We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 while I'm being ridiculed by my teammates here on my thoughts on Kirsten Gillibrand.
But then again, you thought she was attractive.
I do think she's attractive. On News Radio, yeah. See her at 4 a.m., pal, in a bar during a snowstorm.
After one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
After you just discovered the vending machine is broken and all the vending is free. Tell me how good she looks. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm taking a beating on my own text board just because I made a casual remark that Kirsten Gillibrand is not my cup of tea as a politician, but I think she's attractive. That's my own opinion. What's the first thing when Colbert asked her, why are you running? She says, I'm a young mom. Well, first of all, she's 52. That's not old, but it's certainly not 20. Okay, and why hang your hat on that? Don't you have other things to hang your hat on? So people who thought we were unfair talking about different women, I decided, who is a better judge of a man than Bernadette? I'm all right. After Bernadette, then Brenda. Brenda Alacy.
Good morning. It's all those B names.
Yeah, you're married to Dan, who's a piece of eye candy.
Yes, he is.
And so I can understand how you would be sought out as a judge for fine masculinity. Let me ask you a question. We're looking at females. I'm like, ooh, thumbs down for some of these. Thumbs up for others. All right. If you are looking at the political spectrum, how about Chuck Schumer?
No.
No politics. No. Just looks, okay?
Yeah.
Who is a good-looking politician?
Well, I would not put Chuck Schumer in that category, but I think Mitt Romney looks like he came out of Central Casting.
Mitt Romney looks like he could be a GQ model.
Yes, he does.
And Mayor Brown could be a GQ model,
Byron
too.
Byron Brown, always. Yeah, Byron I've known him for 30-plus years, Sandy.
He always
looks sharp,
good.
Always dressed to the T's.
You never see him in, like, hanging around the house wear, you know, a T-shirt and shorts.
I don't think he owns those.
No, I think he's always dressed up. He always looks good. What man on the national stage besides Mitt Romney, I think you're right. He looks like he'd be the CEO of any company you wanted. He could be a neurosurgeon. You'd believe him in scrubs. He's got that handsome, rugged look.
I'd buy a car from him.
I would. I'd buy more than one car from him. I probably have. Who else? Who do you think is generally thought of as hot, but you don't think he's that hot?
Well, I think about Andrew polling Cuomo.
Cars? Cuomo?
It is not hot. I think he looks like the spitting image of his late father, Mario. Very jowly. However,
hot.
Sandy, yeah. Chris Cuomo, his brother, I think is very handsome.
What do you guys think of Chris Cuomo? Now, we're looking at it from the wrong side of the street here, but what do you think? Is he hot?
No.
No.
I think Chris Cuomo is a very attractive gentleman.
How hot do you think he is?
He's almost as cute as Whoopi Goldberg, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God, please.
No, I think...
The women on The View. Oh.
I think when Chris Cuomo was with Allison Camerota, that was a very attractive morning show on CNN.
Allison Camerota's okay.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Who else?
And by the way, I do think Kirsten Gillibrand is attractive, Sandy.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked, too. I'm totally shocked.
At all the nastiness, the vitriol about her.
We'll have to get her in here and have her read these things.
Her voice does bother me. I was
me.
Watching Colbert last night when she made the announcement. I said to Dan, that voice sounds like a cartoon, and it doesn't lend credibility.
She sounds like the woman in the Kavanaugh Ford, woman
Dr.
in the Kavanaugh
Christine
hearings.
Ford,
yeah, well, she was using that same kind of voice.
But I've heard Gillibrand before. She always speaks like that.
Does she really?
Yeah, I don't think it was an affectation at all.
Oh, okay.
I do think Tonawanda's Jeff Glore is very attractive in a boyish
that's
way.
CBS News.
Yes.
Yeah, he is. He looks like an anchor. Looks like a news anchor.
You asked me about polling cars?
Yeah.
Mark always looks sharp, too. He's got that head of hair, though, like the big boy hamburger guy.
He does. That's exactly what he looks like. He should be reaching out with a hamburger at the end of his hand because he could be the big boy, symbol.
Yeah, and it doesn't move.
No, neither does his face, usually when he's talking. So, all right, best looking local meaning either here or the state, okay? Best looking local male politician.
Let's see. I would have to say Byron Brown, probably.
All right. Well,
I think Byron always looks sharp. I think he's handsome, classy. You know, they say clothes make the man.
Yeah.
I think that adds to his overall persona.
Does. Yeah, it does. Okay. How about best-looking national politician? You've already said Mitt Romney. Is he at the top of the card?
You know, there's not many Democrats that I can think of that I find really
appealing. Hey, you're allowed to pick a Republican.
Well,
the Democrats.
I already
did. Look at that, guys. Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney.
I did. Yeah.
He's a Republican. Did you read that last thing he wrote?
Yes.
Doesn't sound very Republican to me.
If people are being catty, let me jump in. I think Rand Paul has the weirdest hair.
He does.
That little curly top.
He does.
It's always kind of odd.
It looks out of control.
Yes.
His hair is out of control. All right, now I'm going to go on the other side of the street. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Best looking female politician locally.
That's a good one.
Because we got a lot of them.
We do.
We have a lot of females here.
Well, Kathy Hochul, I think, always looks sharp.
Kathy does look sharp.
She's
all
from
the
here,
time.
Obviously.
Yep.
Yeah. And she dresses really well. Again, I think it's the total package.
Yeah. So you like her package? Is that what you're saying?
And
okay.
And Byron's.
And Byron. Now, no stereotypes here.
That's
please.
Right.
Thank you very much. Outside of Kathy Hochul. Who would it be?
You're such a bad influence.
I know. Who would it be? Okay, guys, how about Kathy Hochul? As you know, I like Kathy Hochul, so be nice now. I think she's
nice
attractive. I think she's very attractive.
Yeah, she's
because remember, Bill Hochul has a black belt in karate.
Yeah, well,
so I want you to remember that.
I also
okay.
Took Kung Fu.
Kathy Young, I think too. Sandy, she's the.
I've not met her.
Yeah, she's from the Olean area.
Is she attractive?
Very attractive. And there's a young woman named Monica Wallace who's in the New York State Assembly.
Okay.
Very attractive woman.
You
Lynn
know
Marinelli
all these.
Is attractive.
Lynn Marinelli is attractive. Yes, and she's Italian. Attractive and Italian.
And
that's
Beamer,
a nice...
she's a runner.
Is she a runner?
She is a marathon runner.
Can she run faster than Beamer? That's the key, because once she meets him, she'd want to
only
be able
he's
to.
He's behind her.
That's what I mean. Thank you. Thank you, Brenda.
Always a pleasure, handsome.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Brenda Lacey. She's married to Dan, Disney Dan, the eye candy of Western New York. We'll be back right after the news with the actual show. Hang in there. Oh, I got to do cash call, guys? All right, here it is. Are you ready? 72881 is the number. The word is first. FIRST to 72881. You might win $1,000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.